Hello, I'm through to Stephen Currens.
Who's calling?
It's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today, sir? Are you okay?
My what?
Your Scottish redress application?
Oh, how stings.
Not so bad, sir, yourself?
Getting by, getting by.
Good to hear. Just before I can proceed with the call, I just need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
It's 18279.
Yeah, and your postal address?
I've actually moved from my last postal address.
All right, okay, that's fine.
My last
what is
postal
the
address was PA19. Oh, screwed up my time. Can't even remember it now. It was good. It was 85 Shore Street.
Yeah, that's correct. That's fine. And then just confirm for me either your email address or your mobile number.
077-533-11884.
Fantastic. I can proceed with obviously any details in regards to your application now, but just before we move forward, I'm going to need some further information from you. One of which being obviously your new address.
28D Glasnock Street.
28B, did you say?
D for Delta.
28D. What street, sorry?
Glasnock.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Give me a wee sec. I'm just trying to get something spelling on it.
Yeah, no worries.
GLAISNOCK Street.
Glasnock Street. And the postcode?
It comes under KA181DA.
1DA.
Yes.
Fantastic. I just need to get some further information as well, Stephen, just due to some of the councils index their child care records under parents' names and also the previous address before he was immediately placed into care. So could you just provide for me your parents' names?
Maria Cairns.
Maria?
Cairns. Same surname as me.
Cairns, yes. And then your father?
I'm going to tell you my father.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Do you remember the area you was in before you was previously put into care or your actual address?
No.
No?
I think I was homeless.
You was homeless before you went into care?
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's perfectly fine. Just make a note of that. And then finally, could you just provide me with your current registered GP details?
It is... What was the name of that place now? Newark. N-E-W-A-R-K.
Newark.
Newark Practice, and that's in Port Glasgow. I've not changed up to this end.
It's in Port Glasgow, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on. Let me just have a look. Is it at Port Glasgow Health Centre at 2
yes.
Bay Street? Oh, fantastic. Okay, no worries. The only reason why we ask that is because at the moment we're just trying to gather your GP records as well as are your childcare records. Once we've got that, we'll then end up being able to be in a position to move you on to the next stage of the application, that being a witness statement. But first we give you a call just to see what best date and time is available to you. I've currently just chased Glasgow City Council in regards to your records for your time at St John's Secure Unit in Scotland. Hopefully they should get back to me by today, at least with a reason as to why they failed to respond to my subject access request. But just to make you aware, like Glasgow City Council at the moment is being absolutely bombarded with subject access requests, so they're just currently going through a backlog, so it may take a couple of more weeks until we get them back. But with you providing me with your GP, I'll go and do a subject access request to them as well. Just so you are aware, some practices are a bit funny at the moment, where they may get in contact with you just to say that obviously we've sent a subject access request, and they may ask for your consent to provide us with the records. Obviously, if that ends up being the case, we'll get in contact with them to say obviously like that's not the procedure where they should be going down. But if they do call you, if you're able to just give the verbal consent to them, and they'll be able to obviously continue with our action in our request.
No worries.
It's just a precautionary, but hopefully we should be able to hear something back at least by the end of the month. If we get something by the end of the month, then we'll give you a call in relation to the witness statement, Stephen.
Brilliant.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else while I'm on the phone that you may have any queries over?
No. I just, when I last spoke to you, I had to move because I was getting flashbacks and that stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. There's obviously, we don't want to bring up anything at the moment, just because obviously it's unnecessary stress for yourself. The only thing I have missed off what you could possibly provide me with, was you not known as any other previous names?
No.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. All right, that's everything that I needed from you today, Stephen. I appreciate your time, and I hope that you have a lovely day.
And yourself. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.